Welcome to our Kartik Inspiration. Today we will discuss one of the main obstacles for spiritual advancement. Generally, people don't experience spiritual growth because of the following three reasons. One is they're just too complacent. The second is they are too busy with everyday life. And the third is pride. Pride gives us a certain perspective whereby which we identify with our achievements, which we made with our bodies and mind. In Vrindavan, just 1 week ago, something very funny happened. The district magistrate came to take darshan of Banki Bihari. Perhaps it was a political move. He might have wanted to be seen by the people as a pious candidate and collect more votes. But then something happened. As he was moving about with a lot of cameras on him, a film was made, there was high security around him, policemen, and so on. He must have felt like King Indra, very, very much admired and so on. But then something happened. From nowhere, a monkey came and took his glasses. The district magistrate lost it. He shouted, and his security team and all the police had to run after this monkey to get the glasses back. They ran frantically, shouting, cursing through the streets of Vrindavan, and the monkey just knew the roads better and escaped with their glasses. Finally, one local resident knew how to get back the glasses. He offered the monkey a Coca-Cola. The monkey took it, opened it, drank it, and just threw the glasses back. Yes, the monkeys in Vrindavan, they have to be bribed after they have stolen something with either Coca-Cola or a fruit drink. They call it fruity here. They are very advanced monkeys now. Now, next morning, the newspaper carried this event. It showed the DM, the district magistrate, losing it and shouting, and his police and security people running as fast as they could after this monkey. Yes, so the visit was interrupted. The pride was interrupted. This is what happens in Vrindavan to any visitor. If he is on a spiritual mission or on any mission, his pride is diminished. When chanting the holy name, there is really one quality that ensures us that we can make best out of our chanting session. It's to chant in a humble mood where you can call out from the heart for Krishna. And then when Krishna hears that quality in the chanting, he will respond. He will call out to the lost soul and give him taste. He will maintain his spiritual level of that person and increase it, and bring him quickly into a level of Krishna consciousness where one feels he's there, he's absolutely there. But before, the obstacle of pride has to be removed, and Vrindavan is constantly doing that.